Hey there, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today, live, talking about the power of forgiveness in marriage. What is it? What does it feel like? What difference has it made in your life, in your attitude, the way you approach your spouse and your marriage? We know there's thousands of stories across the listeners of Intentional Living today. What we want to hear, though, is how forgiveness has made a difference in your marriage. Are you ready? The phone line is open. It is 888-888-1717. Time is short. We only get this half hour. Are you ready? Let's talk.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a conference speaker and coach, and your advocate for the family. Next to love, perhaps the greatest act we can practice is forgiveness. How has forgiveness changed your marriage? Call now. We're live at 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the broadcast studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, and to help you be intentional for your marriage, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center. When we do conferences for couples, when I'm out speaking and I share the intentionals, the top 10 list of what we call love habits for marriage, number one on the list, you've heard it if you've been at my conference, is forgiveness, power of forgiveness. You know, the Bible says, Paul's very clear to us in the book of Ephesians, that we are to forgive one another, we're to be tenderhearted, we're to be kind, we're to be forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you and forgave me. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what forgiveness is and what it's not. I will tell you this, forgiveness is not a substitute for responsibility and accountability. In other words, oh, sorry, and then you have no accountability. There still needs to be accountability and responsibility, but forgiveness is something that it's a part of the deep part of who we are, and it's difficult sometimes. But in marriage, it's essential. I talk about the dance that goes on in marriage between the fact that we're going to have moments where we, you know, we hurt each other, and I don't mean hurt each other like physically, but we can hurt each other by the words that we say or by our attitude or neglect or whatever. And that happens. It's a part of the human condition in relationship and marriage. And the dance between that'll happen and forgiveness. It goes hand in hand. It's a powerful, important, essential part of making a marriage work. You're welcome to join us and talk a little bit about how has forgiveness in a very positive way made a difference in your life. 888-888-1717 is the number. Speaking of marriage conferences, well, this is a big weekend for us. We begin the final lap of our Intentional Love Marriage Conference tour in Arizona tomorrow night in Glendale. We sold out several days ago. And then Sunday night, Chandler just sold out a couple days ago. So Phoenix, Valley of the Sun were sold out for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference. And we've been directing everyone to the final conference for 2017, Tucson. And that's coming up next Friday, the 10th. It'll be a great event. And so if you've missed out, come to Tucson or in Tucson. Come and be a part of it. We'll talk more about that a little later. 888-888-1717, marriage and forgiveness.
Hi, I'm Pastor Jeff Love. One of the questions I get a lot is, how do I forgive someone who has really seriously hurt me? Well, I think first, it's so important to remember what we're forgiven. I will never have to forgive anybody as much as I've been forgiven. So that really helps me. The second thing is, I think it's a choice of every day, whenever it comes up in my mind, I may feel that anger well up again or the bitterness. And in that moment, I just keep saying, Lord, I choose to forgive. Help me to walk in forgiveness. I may have to say that prayer 100 times today toward that person. But I have to remember that it's for me. Not only am I forgiving them so that they can live in freedom, but I'm the one, usually the person that offends me or hurts me, they don't even remember it anymore. They're not walking it. So I don't want to walk in captivity. So I just keep speaking that prayer. And I've definitely had those circumstances in my life where even years later, I think I'm done with it and it'll pop back up. And I have to just say, Lord, I choose to forgive and ask for His strength and power to walk in that. For Intentional Living, I'm Pastor Jeff Lopp.
Thank you, Jeff. And I do love the Love name, I tell you. Jeff Love, that's great. Great guy and good input. I think he pointed out the fact that we get into bondage when we don't forgive in a very kind of regular event. Have you ever been offended by someone, maybe on the road, someone that's cut you off or been inconsiderate in their driving, or someone that's cut in front of you at a mall or at the store, and you've been offended and you carry that with you, and you take it out to the car, you take it down the road, and that person has just gone on with their lives and you're hanging on to it. You know, I tell the story of in my counseling over the years how I've had people come in and say 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, this was done or you said that and I've never forgiven you. And the person says, what? I don't recall. I don't remember. And that other person's been, the person that was hurt, been carrying that kind of garbage for all those years, which is not necessary. It really isn't. We're talking about the power of forgiveness, and the question is, how has forgiveness affected your marriage, in your life? How have you experienced forgiveness? 888-888-1717 is the number. One of the things I've written, I talk about the steps to forgiveness. It's important to be clear on what you need to forgive. The clearer you are concerning the offenses that you've experienced or whatever it is that you're feeling, the more precise you can be to begin to go through the process of forgiveness. And if you're not, you know how it is. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I forgive you. And you go on, but you really don't, because you're not quite clear what the offense was or where that feeling's coming from, what generated it, what's the real issue, did we get to the bottom of this? And so in the process of forgiveness, the clearer you can be about what needs to be forgiven, the better off you're going to be in your relationship. Now, you may say, I have a person I'm married to, and they just never ask for forgiveness. Am I to forgive them anyway? Yes, just as Christ has forgiven us. And yes, we are to forgive them. It's more difficult because it's easier to hook back into that emotion and hook back into the fact that they've never asked for forgiveness. And like I said earlier, that forgiveness doesn't mean that you're not going to have boundaries or you're not going to put into place accountability or responsibility. I mean, your kids wrong you, you forgive them, but they're still accountable. You know, a child that's disrespectful to you, you had that, right? You have kids, they're disrespectful to you, and you start to hold them accountable, and they come and say, well, I'm sorry. And you say, well, the good news, I do forgive you. I forgive you for what you said. I forgive you for what you've done. But that doesn't mean there's not accountability. There's not going to be some consequence for that behavior. There's still going to be the timeout, still going to be the loss of some of the privileges for a while. No, I still love you. Yeah, I forgive you. But there's accountability. And I think that goes hand in hand, even in marriage, to be accountable to one another. So be clear on what you need to forgive, one of the steps. We're talking about the power of forgiveness. There's three other steps that I want to share with you before we run out of time today. And I'll go into more detail. In fact, we're going to talk about forgiveness as one of the top 10 on making, these are habits for an intentional marriage, at our conferences this weekend in Phoenix, and then wrapping up in Tucson next Friday, November the 10th. Come and join us, 888-888-1717. Forgiveness, what difference has it made in your life?
I just turned on the radio, and Dr. Carlson is talking about forgiveness. And I have spent 5 years trying to forgive, and this is difficult for me to say, but my husband has had a problem with pornography. At first, I was so angry, and I was leaving God out of helping me to forgive and to deal with what I was told was infidelity. I love the Lord. I am finally reaching the point, through His grace, where I can forgive my husband. When my mind goes to what has happened, I have learned to think of the good things that he does and the ways that he shows me that he loves me. He has been working on himself by attending meetings specifically for that, and I do love him so very much. And it is because of Christ's strength in my life and the power of the Holy Spirit that this love for him has returned. continue to pray, continue to forgive, and ask Him to help you.
Very tender call. You know, she pointed out, I think graciously, how hard this has been, how hard it is. I think sometimes in the process of forgiving one another in marriage, especially for the deep hurts, like pornography, as she was sharing, is we sometimes stuff how we really feel about it. And acknowledging your feelings to yourself and acknowledging your feelings to God and even to the other person, to your spouse, if that's possible, if it's advisable. Sometimes in a counseling session, it's even easier to do so. But by acknowledging how you feel, what you're really aware of is your feelings, it helps you to clarify your thoughts. And it's a beginning in the process to take the next step, which I'll talk about in a moment. So not only be clear about what you need to forgive, but acknowledge how you feel about it. That's important. Now, sometimes we make the mistake of not only acknowledging how we feel, but then we get stuck with those feelings and we want to ruminate on those feelings and we don't want to move past those feelings. And as we know, feelings can become a trap. And especially if you're a heart person where you've really felt it and you've been hurt in your heart in the relationship and marriage, to get stuck there, Satan will use that to discourage you and create distance and separation in your marriage. And at one point when you were close, now all of a sudden you're further and further and further apart because of the unwillingness or the feeling that there's an inability to move beyond the hurt. But acknowledge your feelings. It's important. If your spouse has been engaged in something and you feel hurt, to be able to say, you know, that really hurt me. This is how I feel. I'm very upset. I'm going to choose to forgive you, but I want you to know exactly how I feel and exactly what this has done in my life, how I feel. I think that's important to get that on the table, but not to stay stuck there, which is easy to do. We're talking about the power of forgiveness. We know the damage that it can occur from unforgiveness. You've seen it. Maybe you've experienced it. But there is freedom. So be clear on what you need to forgive. Acknowledge your feelings. There's a third step in the process. I'll tell you about it here in just a moment at 888-888-1717. I'll also tell you about the upcoming Intentional Love Marriage Conference this weekend in Phoenix. Sold out, Glendale and also in Chandler. But then coming up next weekend, one last opportunity. I'll tell you where it is coming up here in just a couple minutes.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
If you don't know where you are going, you might wind up someplace else. It's a famous quote from Baseball Hall of Famer Yogi Berra, and it's a great description of what happens when you live an unintentional life. How about you? If you're not where you want to be, then start living an intentional life in Jesus Christ. A great place to begin the journey is by becoming a member of the Intentional Living Center. Join today and you'll receive the Intentional Living New Member Kit as our thanks. And every month, you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's coaching CDs. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4.
Intentional love. Every marriage needs it, but it doesn't just happen.
I tried to start building him up, but he didn't know how to take it at first.
Dr. Randy Carlson can show you how to apply intentional love to your marriage. But right now, it's your move. To make an appointment for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, coming to Tucson, November 10th.
He started making his own changes and started really building me up. He said a prayer and asked God to give us many more years together.
Go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Forgiveness is huge. Without it, you have no relationship with Jesus Christ. And without it, most, if not all, of your relationships will suffer. So drop by our website to do a search on forgiveness. you'll find at least 8 broadcasts on forgiveness. And there's a great blog about the prodigal son. So check it out at theintentionallife.com. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. Dr. Randy, is there a single relationship that forgiveness doesn't touch?
Boy, I tell you, that's a great question, Kurt. I can't think of it. What happens, though, is when we have an unforgiving spirit, we either live in phoniness with the other person, and we're carrying these grudges, as we talk about, or that anger, and we have a smiley face, but it's not really what's going on. In other words, we're not real. Or we just write the person out of our life. And clearly, and I want to be clear on this, when it comes to forgiveness, forgiveness doesn't mean, as I've said a couple times, a lack of responsibility or accountability or boundaries. Sometimes you have to put boundaries in place. That's just common sense, and it's also biblically supportive. But when it comes to the power of forgiveness, and especially in the most intimate of our relationships, one of the beautiful things about forgiveness, if we follow the process to be clear of what we need to forgive, acknowledging how we feel, really being clear with this person how we're feeling, you're beginning the process to mature and challenge issues and grow and hold each other accountable in a loving way. Hiding things or stuffing things in the long run doesn't work. There's a third step in this process, and I'm going to get to it here in just a moment. But first, I want to remind you about the upcoming Intentional Love Marriage Conference. You heard Kurt mention that or a clip during the break there. And Tucson is our last stop this weekend. By the way, if you have tickets for Glendale and also for Chandler this weekend, we are completely sold out. The doors will be open about a half hour before the conference. Come for your seating. We're going to have a great time. But we're directing everyone to Tucson. We're going to be at the Faith Community Church next Friday, November the 10th. And I tell you, we're going to finish this series, this tour, with a bang. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope to see you there. You can get your tickets for Tucson at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. The third step, though, in this process of forgiveness, being clear about what you need to forgive, acknowledging your feelings to God, to yourself, and if advisable and possible, to the other person. Number three is to speak, write, or in some other tangible way articulate your words of forgiveness. It's important to actually speak the word of forgiveness to a person if you can, if it's appropriate, if it's advisable. And if it's not, maybe this person is even deceased. Maybe speaking it out loud. Maybe taking a pen and pencil and writing it out. And sharing what's going on in your heart and how you actually feel. There's something that occurs. There's clarity that occurs when we take all the, you know, all the thoughts that we have in our minds. The reason journaling is so important, I'll give you a little tip here. One of the reasons I journal is because my mind gets full of just 1,000 ideas, you know, 1,000 different directions. But when you write, you have to write one word at a time. So everything has to come down through that funnel, and you have to write a word, and you look at that word, and you can stop and say, why did I write that sentence? What does that sentence really mean? And so when you write out how you feel, what you've been through, and really write out forgiveness, that may be a way that's very powerful for you. Best, if possible, face-to-face, to be able to ask for forgiveness, to go to a person that you've wronged. I've done that in my life. There's been people that I've said something to that later I said, oh, man, I was having a bad day. You all have that? And to be able to go, that person say, you know, I was wrong, you know, when I said that. I was having a bad day. And being very clear, will you forgive me? Boy, you know, your kids need to hear that from you too. And when, how many times has a child heard a parent say, hey, I was wrong, will you forgive me? Oh, mom and dad, they put their arms around you, they love on you, right? That's the way it should be in our marriages as well. I know it's hard, but it's powerful. We're talking about the power of forgiveness. There's one last step. I'll tell you about it in a minute.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on Dr. Randy's comment today about the forgiveness that the Lord requires when he said 70 times 7. As he made that statement, the Lord revealed to me that sometimes we struggle with, did God really forgive me? But if he would require of us to forgive 70 times 7, which means never-ending forgiveness. And he would do the same for someone that constantly has a battle with a sin, that his forgiveness is unending. just want to comment on that today. Thank you for your show and the help you give us through the teachings and also through the testimonies we hear online. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing. I was just thinking, wouldn't it be amazing in this culture in which we're living right now if forgiveness was a part of what's going on in Washington between people, what goes on in the world? Accountability, yeah. Responsibility, yeah. But boy, so much harshness that goes on. Guillermo is on line number one, and let me go there. Welcome to the program today. How are you?
I am great.
Good. Appreciate your call. How has forgiveness impacted your life?
Forgiveness has impacted my life twofold. First off, I carried unforgiveness in my personal life against a brother for many, many years. That led me to destructive behavior in my own life. Mm. I got addicted to pornography. I almost lost my family. Through your radio program and many other resources, I gave up that simple behavior, but the process of restoration in my family, my wife, kind of started. Probably took about 3.5, maybe 4 years to rebuild trust with her.
Yeah.
Through the process of having her forgive me, I came to the realization that I also needed to forgive, my brother. I was sexually abused as a child. And so that kind of perpetrated this very negative behavior in me. Just to the grace of God, I've been able to forgive and been forgiven.
And so, how's your marriage doing now?
You know, I would say it's a 10.
That's great.
We're doing great. We try to both see you and your marriage conferences as often as we can. Unfortunately, we won't be able to this time around here in Tucson. But we've realized that we need to constantly be focusing first on Jesus and then secondly on ourselves. Date nights, speaking openly, full disclosure on everything. She has full access to my laptops, my phones.
Good.
Passwords, everything, and
Well, let me just draw. I want to jump in there because, as you said this, you went through pornography and you saw the destructive impact, and your wife took a process of several years for rebuilding and so on in your relationship. But there was also in there accountability and responsibility. Hey, here's the passwords to my computer. I want to be open. I want to be an open book to you. What you're doing is you're holding yourself accountable, allowing your wife to, not in bondage, but in a sense of, I'm here. I want to be open and vulnerable because I know that's important to you. I think part of the process of forgiving and restoring a relationship is whatever it was that created the problem, to change the dynamic, to be more open, honest, vulnerable, and just, real. With each other. It's a very powerful part of it indeed. And hey, listen, I'm glad that God has been doing a work in your life and that we've played a small piece at least in this process, and I'm glad you're listening today, my friend.
Yeah, well, you played a bigger role than you realize. So thank you very much, Dr. Carlson.
All right. I'll tell you what, man. I know you said you've been to conference not working out for you. If it's an issue, you can't get tickets. I'll tell you what, we got a couple for you. And I'll let you talk to Sally and see if that's the case. If you come as my guest, we'd love to have you. The power of forgiveness. We're talking about marriage today. We have a passion for marriage. We've had, by the time we're done with our tour this year, about 5,000 people that we've had a chance to face-to-face talk about the power of an intentional love. This weekend, sold out in Glendale and in Chandler. Both conferences completely sold out in advance, and in Albuquerque last weekend, and in Michigan we had such a great response because we know that together, when we're intentional with our marriage, it makes a difference. And I want to tell you in a moment how you can come if you're anywhere near Tucson for the final Intentional Love experience for this year. I'll tell you about that coming up in just a minute.
My name is Deborah, and my one thing would be to change my attitude.
My name is Michael, and my one thing is to listen to my wife much more closely.
My name is Katarina, and my one thing is to respect my husband.
My name is Jeff, and my one thing is that I'm going to pray for my wife every morning.
My name is Jill, and my one thing is to just talk positively. Talk about what Dr. Randy said about our speech, our words, and to remember who I am in Christ.
There you go. Listen, we are all about the power of doing the next right one thing. You know what? If you do enough of those back-to-back, pretty soon it's really significant. And we challenge people at the Intentional Love Marriage Conference to pick one thing for 30 days for their marriage. You heard some samples there of what people said they wanted to do in their marriage. How about you? And if you were at one of our conferences and you made a one-thing commitment, we've had thousands in the last month who have done so. How's it going for you? Do you struggle? You know, one day it works, one day not so much. That's okay. Stay at it. Be intentional. Remember what we said at the conferences, doing the next right one thing. And if you fall down, pick yourself back up, keep going, and be intentional. And a reminder that we do have one final Intentional Love Marriage Conference for 2017. It's in Tucson at Faith Community Church next Friday, which will be the 10th of November. And we would love to see friends who I know parts of the country that'd be impossible. But if you missed out, and I know Phoenix, we've been getting waitlist calls. Phoenix, come and drive a couple hours and be with us in Tucson on November the 10th. Or others, you're welcome to come and be a part of it. Faith Community Church, November 10th, Intentional Love Marriage Conference. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Also, I want to say a big thank you to our members. Your ongoing financial support is making a huge difference. Thank you. If you're not a member, come and join us today. We have a special new member kit we want to send to you to say thanks. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate. Step number four, the final step, you got to eventually let go. You got to be able to let it go and move forward in your life. Hope this has been helpful to you. For the entire team here at the Intentional Living Center, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Next time, which will be tomorrow, we're going to talk about what makes you happy. I hope you'll come and join us from Intentional Living. Have a great day.